The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play! The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series!
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and Myrtle Beach Pelicans get set for Game 3 of the series. Each team has won one game so far, as we still have four more to go. The Hillcats sitting at 2-3, Myrtle Beach at 2-2. It should be a fun ball game here this evening. Parker Messick on the mound for Lynchburg, as he will make his first ever home debut in pro baseball. Plenty of stuff to come on the pregame show. Coming up in a little bit, we'll hear from Jan Rivera, the bench coach. But when we come back, we'll have our player focus with Angel Zarate. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free Kids Club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hillcats baseball is moments away. Before we get to the game, it's time to hear from tonight's player focus. Here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back into the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, and it's time for our player focus. Earlier this afternoon, we had Andre Vile, the in-park MC, sit down with Angel Zarate on his life and career leading up to his season with the Hillcats. Take it away, Andre.
Thanks, Jason. I'm here with Hillcats outfielder Angel Zarate. Angel, growing up in North Carolina, how was that experience? And then transitioning over to UNC, what prompted you to go play for the Tar Heels?
Yeah, I mean, UNC's always been my dream school, so it was obviously a goal to play there. You know, just the history of success that they have, I just wanted to be a part of it. And, it was a late kind of recruiting process for me, but, you know, it worked out. And, you know, I've been more than blessed to be able to go there.
Sweet. It's pretty rare to see teammates go from college ball to pro ball together. What has the experience been for you and Sean Rapp, both going to UNC and then being drafted and coming here to play for the Hillcats?
Well, at first, I mean, we thought it was cool and hilarious at the same time because we were close at UNC, and the fact that we keep the we get to keep playing ball together and hanging out, like, it's pretty cool.
Sweet. Going back to right before the draft, what were your conversations like with Cleveland right before it? And then did you have any idea that the Guardians were going to draft you?
No, like, initially, no. I didn't contact Cleveland directly, but I'm pretty sure they were in contact with my advisor. So, I mean, when I saw my name, it surprised me. But when I saw it, I was obviously more than happy to be joining the Guardians organization. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Sweet. How's your experience been so far being in professional baseball? And what are some big differences that you've noticed so far between college and pro ball?
Yeah, it's just the main thing is just a bunch of time on our hands. But, I mean, you know, with that time, I can use to recover and stuff, which is good. I mean, in school, obviously, I had classes and baseball. But now, you know, this is my job. This is what I do all day, which is, you know, awesome. But, yeah, I think that's mainly the only thing, just, you know, no classes, which is fun. But I think one of the main things now is, like, you know, luckily I went to college for this, but, you know, learning how to coach myself in the cages and even in the game is probably the biggest thing and difference from college and pro ball.
Nice. Going back to last night with your triple, the right fielder broke in thinking that it was going to be a shallow fly ball. Did you expect to go for three when you made contact?
No, I mean, I hit it up and, you know, me being in the outfit, I knew there were high skies, so it was tough to see out there. And I saw him lose it. And once I saw him do that, I knew, like, I could possibly have a chance for three. But the thing was, I don't know how deep it went. I know the wind was carrying, like, letting the ball fly a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, once I saw him lose it, I took off.
Sweet. Thank you for your time, Angel.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Thank Back you. To you, Jason.
That was Andre Vile with the Hillcats left-handed hitting outfielder Angel Zarate. When we come back, we'll hear from the Hillcats bench coach, Jan Rivera, on his career and his time with Cleveland. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's almost time for first pitch in Lynchburg. But first, it's time to hear the pregame thoughts from manager Jordan Smith. Once again, here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back into the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show, and we are pleased to be joined by Jan Rivera, the bench coach for the 2023 Hillcats. Jan, I want to talk to you a little bit more about how you got into coaching. You played at LaSalle, and now you've entered the coaching ranks. Can you talk to me about what brought you into coaching?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. When I ended my playing career at LaSalle, I started coaching at Springfield College in Massachusetts. Had a great 2 years there, and then started the interview process with the Cleveland Guardians, and started doing a little bit of mental performance and coaching, and here we are today.
And so, speaking of the Cleveland Guardians and just the affiliate itself, you have some family ties that run all the way back to your father coaching at Lake County as the manager. And last year, you got to be the bench coach for the captain. So talk to me, what's it like to kind of follow in his footsteps? Did he give you any advice? What has he told you about entering the coaching ranks?
Absolutely. He's given me a lot of advice and a lot of things. But when it comes to coaching, the most important thing was respect. Respect the staff's time, the player's time, respect the game, and always be prepared, right? Be prepared for anything, for the opponent, prepare to have tough conversations, just in general, be prepared and respect the game.
And so obviously your goal is to continue a career in here. So what's the, like, your career aspirations down the line?
Aspirations, I mean, it'd be great to coach in the big leagues. That's a dream of mine. Today, my aspirations are to be that coach, right? Start being that coach today and learn from all our amazing staff that we have here and kind of get better every day with our players.
So talk to me a little bit about working with the Hillcats and just with the Cleveland organization in particular. Everyone that I've talked to say it's a well-run organization. It's a great unity, a great group of guys. Can you speak into that a little bit?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have great people. I think that really helps with our day-to-day operations. It helps with just the way we go about things, right? There's no small details, so we're a very detail-oriented organization. We love our people, and we want the best for them, so we kind of go the extra mile for that.
And for those of us that may not know necessarily what a bench coach does, we see them on TV, we hear about them. I mean, you're out there coaching first base every night. But what is it that a bench coach looks for throughout the game? And what are you keeping your eye on in particular, maybe even tonight as we go out and play this ball game?
Absolutely. Bench coaches have different roles in different organizations and levels. Some are more catching specific, outfield specific, right? In general, they tend to more defensive plays and team fundamental plays. So a bench coach in any level really they're paying attention to base running, defense, and team fundamentals, and helping the guys with their positioning, let that be conversations in that realm, or just in general team defense stuff.
And so we've seen the Hillcats have a dedication to really being aggressive on the base paths this season. Taking a look ahead at tonight's ball game, can we expect to see more aggressive base running this evening?
Absolutely. We try to be as smart as we can on the bases and as aggressive as we can, right? So we try to really push the envelope as much as we can with the information that we have. So we make decisions aggressively but also smart.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jan. I appreciate you taking the time, and thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That was Jan Rivera, the bench coach for the Lynchburg Hillcats. When we come back, it's time for First Pitch. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the pregame show for Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
The coaches are at home plate exchanging their lineup cards as we get set for first pitch here in the Hill City. Another gorgeous April evening. You couldn't ask for a better way to get through the first three games of this series. It's been in the 70s and 80s each of the last few ball games, and it's another beautiful night tonight. Parker Messick making his debut at home for the Lynchburg Hillcats. The number 21 prospect in the Guardians organization. A lot of folks are high on him and his ability. In his outing last week against Fredericksburg, he went 4 innings, 7 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. We'll get a chance to look at him a little bit closer as we move towards first pitch. But I want to take a look back at last night's ball game as Myrtle Beach got the better of Lynchburg, handing them their first home loss of the season. Myrtle Beach struck early and often as they scored in the second inning, the third inning, and then a 3-spot in the fifth inning, capped off by a Felix Stevens 3-run shot to give themselves a comfortable lead. The Hillcats would score 2 in the bottom half of the fifth themselves, and then 1 in the seventh to trim it down to 2. But then in the eighth, a throwing error by the catcher on a stolen base attempt toward third would allow the runner to come around and score and give them a 3-run lead to finish 6-3. And that's where we stand coming into this evening as the Hillcats look to one up the Pelicans and get back to 500. Right now, let's toss it down to Andre Vile for tonight's starting lineups and the national anthem.
Fans, let's give it up for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, number 9, Sky Lipska! In center field, number 29, Chris Kavanaugh! In left field, number 22, Angel Zarate. At first base, number 7, Michael Yatto. At second base, number 5, Jose Pastrano. At shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. At third base, number 1, Juan Benjamin. Your catcher is number 45, Zach Bassa. The designator tonight is number 12, Nate Furman. And your starting pitcher is number 15, Parker Messick. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome Angela Williams.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Angela Williams.
And now it's time for first pitch. Jason Prill here with you as we bring you all the coverage, not just tonight, but all season long. As Lynchburg facing a another playoff team from a season ago, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And Parker Messick getting his first shot at Myrtle Beach. The left-hander wears number 15, 22 years of age, 6 feet tall, 225 pounds, from Brandon, Florida, the 2022 second-round pick by the Guardians. Has high aspirations and a lot of eyes on him across the organization as the lefty. Has some effective and deceptive stuff. Messick throws a fastball, slider, changeup, and curveball. Get to see a little bit of those tonight throughout his appearance. Taking a look at the lineup for Myrtle Beach, leading off the right fielder Parker Chavers, batting second the center fielder Christian Franklin, hitting third the second baseman Pedro Ramirez, batting fourth the catcher Moises Ballesteros, batting fifth the left fielder Andy Gariola, batting sixth the designated hitter Jefferson Encarnacion, batting seventh the first baseman Felix Stevens, hitting eighth, the third baseman, Reginald Preciado, and batting ninth, the shortstop, Christian Hernandez. Messick takes to the mound as he looks to get us started in his Lynchburg debut. First pitch to Chavers is up and in for ball one, and we are underway in the Hill City at 6:31. 81 degrees at first pitch as a slider finds the zone. One ball and a strike. Healthy cut for strike two as Chavers now down in the count. Chavers putting together a decent series, batting .333 on the season. Check swing, and he went around, says the home plate umpire. There's one away, and the first strikeout of the night for Parker Messick. Messick, in his first game against Fredericksburg, struck out five over four innings. As Christian Franklin will step in. First pitch, a fastball on the inside edge for strike one. Hillcats wearing their retro uniforms. They were a giveaway jersey a year ago. Strike two. But now, the players liked them so much, they decided to make them a regular rotation jersey. The 0-2. Upstairs, 1-2. And I say that seriously. The players loved the jerseys. They asked for them to be in their locker. Strike three. A nice breaking ball from Messick, and there's two away. Pedro Ramirez will step in. But they had practice jerseys hanging in their locker. And when we gave them the promo jerseys that were going to go to the fans, that was the only thing we would ever see them wear after that. Whenever they would take BP or shag fly balls, they were wearing those retro uniforms. So they decided to give them real ones, ones they can wear in the actual game, and they look beautiful. 1-1. They have that old Houston Astros design with the stripes underneath the nameplate on the front. The 1-1. Ground ball over toward first. Going to be a tough play. Just foul as Coyedo got to the ball. But it's 1-2. The Cats have several jerseys that they're going to be debuting this year. Coming up next series, we'll see our Copa uniforms for the Lemonadas. As timeout is called by Ramirez before he can get back into the box. Messick trying to work quickly, get out of this inning. 1-2-3. Here's the pitch. Slider down and away, didn't get him to chase. 2-2. Ground ball right back to him. A good snag. And on to first. Inning-ending putout for Parker Messick. He did it himself. 1-2-3 through one. We head to the bottom half of the first inning scoreless here in Lynchburg.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Get our first look at Grant Kipp, the 6'6 right-hander from Dallas, Texas, 23 years of age, weighing 220 pounds. He was signed as an undrafted free agent in 2022. He's 0-1 with an ERA of 3. He went 3 innings in the series against Charleston, giving up 3 hits, 4 runs. Only one of them was earned, though. 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. So command was a bit of an issue. Last season with Myrtle Beach, he was 0-1 in 5 appearances. With a 6.05 ERA, 3 home runs allowed, 7 walks, 17 strikeouts. 4-seam, sinker, slider, curveball, changeup. As Nate Furman in the leadoff spot for Lynchburg. Corners pulled in as he takes a called strike. Furman, Zarate, Benjamin, Lipscomb, Coyedo, Cavanaugh, Devers, Fascia, and Pastrano, the 9 for the Hillcats. Grounder over towards second. Ramirez scoops on to first, one away. The defense for Myrtle Beach, Gariola in left, Franklin in center, Chavers over in right, Preciado at third, Hernandez at short, Ramirez at second, Stevens over at first, and Ballesteros behind the plate. Zarate with a drive to center field. Franklin ranging back in front of the wall will reach up and make the grab. Zarate put good wood on it, just like he did last night in the seventh inning. But this one just not deep enough to bounce off the wall, and there's two away. That may be the farthest hit ball of the series, though, for Lynchburg, as Benjamin will step in. He squares around, and he got plunked. And they're going to say foul ball. Benjamin appears to be hurt, grabbing at both his hand and his collarbone. Frank Sammons, the athletic trainer, making an early appearance in tonight's ballgame. Jordan Smith wants to talk to the umpire, as I believe they are going to call that a strike, that it hit the bat. I didn't see him point to first. He pointed toward home. Travis Brewer did. William Ward the third out in the field. Benjamin shaking out that left wrist. And that's scary when you have a ball run right up into you. As you're trying to lay it down, you're facing the pitcher almost entirely, both shoulders out toward him. And you don't have as easy of a chance to get out of the way. And they will be calling it a strike, as they say it hit the bat. So 0-1 to Benjamin in the most painful way possible. Missing wide, one ball and a strike. Hillcats struggled to get a hit in the first few innings of yesterday's contest. The 1-1. Hold the string on it, strike two. Kip fires. In the dirt, didn't chase. Two balls and two strikes. Back into the motion. Blew it by him at 92, and Ben Hameen goes down on strikes to end the inning. 1-2-3. Kip matches Messick as we head to the second, scoreless in Lynchburg.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Ballesteros, Gariola, and Encarnacion due up for Myrtle Beach in the second inning. As Parker Messick working quickly through the first three batters of the ball game, going 1-2-3 with two Ks. That was a 10-minute first inning. Fans still getting to their seats, and that's the pitch clock era at work. At this pace, game would be over in an hour and a half. Now, I don't expect it to stay this pace, but that's how quick that first inning went. On the season, Hillcats have not played very many short games, their shortest being 2 hours and 46 minutes. As the first pitch to Ballesteros, down low for ball one. Ground ball back up the middle, played easily by Devers. The skip, hop, and throw for out number one. Andy Gariola. Gariola getting a start yesterday. 1-for-5, a single in the third. First pitch swinging, blooper right side. Lipscomb ranging over. He'll give way to Cueto. Can't get there as it falls in foul ground for strike one. Down and in at the toes, 1-1. Messick, one of three left-handers on the pitching staff for the Hillcats, the 1-1. Just missing again, 2-1. He's also the only left-handed starter at Lynchburg boasts. Ground ball over toward third. Nice play by Ben Hameen. Long throw scooped by Cueto. Route number two. Cueto, a converted shortstop, over at the bag at first. But that's how Cleveland operates when they sign guys out of the Dominican, is they look for guys who were shortstops or center fielders. Because they know that as they grow and develop, they can move to other positions. Check swing as Encarnacion waves his finger back at the umpire to say he didn't go around. They appeal toward first, and first base umpire agrees. Messick downstairs, ball two. So Zarate in left, Kavanaugh in center, Lipscomb in right, Benjamin at third, Devers at short, Pastrano at second, with Cueto over at first and Fascia behind the plate. Fastball right down the heart. As Messick back into the motion once again. Slider wrapped around the corner for strike three. Third strikeout of the afternoon for Parker Messick. And Encarnacion was jumping out of the way of a pitch that went right down the middle. We head to the bottom half of the second inning as we are scoreless here in Lynchburg.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Well, no one has faced more than the minimum so far, as we've seen perfect baseball through the first inning and a half. Lipscomb, Cueto, and Kavanaugh due up for the Hillcats. As Grant Kipp will try to continue where he left off in the first inning, he got Benjamin to strike out to end the frame. Now he'll face Guy Lipscomb, whose batting average is one of the best in the Carolina League. He's batting 500 with an OPS of 1417. First pitch down and in, ball one. This is a guy that had an on-base percentage of over 500 in college. As he takes a called strike, one and one. Near 500, I should say. 484, to be exact. But that's what the Guardians look for when they're looking for position players in the draft. Guys who have some patience at the plate, who know how to get aboard, can work the count. 2-1, sharply foul. 2-2. You see the same thing in Nate Furman, who led off tonight's ball game. Just able to put good at-bats together, work counts, and they find ways to get on base. The 2-2. Check swing above the belt. They appeal. He did not go around, says William Ward III. So it's a full count. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball just missed off the outside edge. Ballesteros tried to frame it, but Travis Brewer said no thank you. And the Hillcats have their leadoff runner aboard in the second for Mike Cueto. Lipscomb with a lot of speed. First pitch in the dirt. And a fake throw back to first had Lipscomb stumbling back to the bag. Corners pulled in to try to get to a ground ball quickly, knowing Lipscomb can hustle. Pickoff move. And that might just be to keep him honest. I don't think they're going to try and go for actually getting the runner out, because they've had issues all week long with that sun beating down on first base. Lipscomb taking a secondary step. He breaks the slider in the zone. Throw down. not in time, just missed with the tag, and Lipscomb is in there with another stolen base as he continues to rack them up on the season. For Lipscomb, that's his third. Ball bounces in and out of the glove of Ballesteros, and that'll allow Lipscomb to go down to third on the passed ball, I would assume. It didn't look to be too erratic. Now the Hillcats will have a runner 90 feet away with still nobody out. I think Ballesteros should have had that one. Cueto takes outside, ball three. And this is really where the Hillcats struggled yesterday with runners in scoring position. 3 for 15, despite having the bases loaded in several different innings. Fouled back, full count. And when you're playing from behind and you have an opportunity to put runs on the board like Lynchburg did yesterday, you have to capitalize every time. And they didn't do that. Otherwise, they might have tied or taken the lead. Payoff pitch driven into center field. Franklin ranging back, looking up, reaching up in front of the wall and making the grab. That is well deep enough to score Lipscomb from third as Cueto does his job and brings the runner home to give Lynchburg the 1-0 lead. As that'll give way to Prez Kavanaugh. He squares around and takes outside for ball one. Preciado over at third was playing back and pulled over, so a bunt down the line could be dangerous. Now they'll cover a little bit closer to the bag. 1-1 as he fouls it away. That was perfectly executed on that sacrifice fly. Ground ball over towards short. Hernandez scoops. Late throw, just barely gets him for out number one as Kavanaugh was hustling down the line. It looked like Hernandez had trouble getting it out of his glove. He had a couple of errors in game number one. Cleaned it up there. Got the runner at first. Jose Devers stepping in. Down and away, ball one. He's really impressed defensively, Devers has. We've seen a couple plays in each of the last two ball games that are not routine by any sense of the term. High drive left field. And it's gone! Everyone standing and staring, waiting for the signal, and it just creeped around the foul pole, and Devers, with his first home run of the year, the Hillcats' first home run of the season, as they extend the lead to 2-0. Zach Fascia will step in as Devers. He had one home run a year ago in Arizona. But that one, as long as it stayed fair, was a moonshot, no doubt about it. Devers took the time to enjoy it, but I think it was less than a 'sit back and watch it fly' and more of a, I hope it stays fair so I can trot around the bases. Nobody knew until the very last moment when the umpire pointed into fair territory. The 0-2 to Fascia. Jam shot back into the screen. And he stays alive. It's a So not only has Devers impressed in the field, but now at the plate. Two-strike pitch in the dirt. Good eye. One ball, two strikes. The 0-2, big cut, and that's out number three as Fascia goes down on strikes. But Lynchburg puts two on the board. Leadoff walk to Lipscomb, and some aggressive base running allows him to come around and score. And then Devers with a deep drive to left give the Hillcats a 2-0 advantage. We'll be right back with more after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For 140 years, the Lynchburg Fire Department has been serving and protecting our local community. On Saturday, April 15th, the Lynchburg Hillcats want to give back and celebrate the fire department's 140-year anniversary. Join us at 6:30 p.m. as the Hillcats take on Myrtle Beach to celebrate 140 years of saving lives. Come show your support and gratitude to our local heroes by purchasing your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Bottom of the second inning puts two on the board for the Hillcats. As Messick returns for the third, the bottom third of the order due up. Felix Stevens stepping in. He takes a healthy cut at a fastball down low for strike one. Just got a piece of it. Messick didn't have any run support when he pitched at Fredericksburg a week ago. But now Lynchburg has given him the two-run advantage. 93, strike two. Already into the motion. Popped up right side. Lipscomb ranging over toward the line, fighting the sun. Back toward center field, making the grab for out number one. Reginald Preciado will step in. Hillcats have both of their wins when they've scored first. Ground ball over towards short. The guy who just hit the home run with a long throw, Devers, retires him for out number two. Messick almost got drilled by the ball coming back to him from Ben Hameen. That sun, we've talked about it all week, is tricky. Angel Hernandez. His picture is on the scoreboard. I'm not sure why. It's Christian Hernandez that's at the plate. Popped up. Right back to the mound, Messick pointing at it. Coyado calls everyone off, reaches over, makes the grab for out number three. Another 1-2-3 inning for Messick as he got caught looking in the sun, trying to protect his eyes. Thankfully, it's the end of the inning, and Lynchburg still has that 2-0 lead. We'll be back with more right after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Jose Pastrana will get his first chance to bat at home as he will lead off the bottom half of the third inning. Grant Kipp remaining on the mound for another inning of work despite allowing the two runs in the second frame. Pastrana on the year batting 125. He went 0-for-4 in Sunday's contest against Fredericksburg. He does have an RBI to his stat line as he foul tips one into the glove for strike one. Line drive to right field. Chavers charging in on it. Makes the grab. One away. That'll bring up Nate Furman. Furman 0-for-1 as he led off the ball game with a ground out. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Good breaking ball finds the zone for strike two. Furman. Batting 333. As he fists this one over towards short. Backhanded play by Hernandez. Long throw, not scooped by Stevens. As Furman will beat it out. Stevens taps his chest as to say, my bad. As Hernandez, his throw beat him by a couple of steps. Angel Zarate will step in. He gave one a ride in the first inning. That was caught right in front of the wall. Still no official decision on that Furman ground ball as Zarate takes outside for ball one. They've given him a single. He was hustling down the line. It was going to be a tough play as well. He breaks for second. The pitch is outside. The throw down high. And Furman quite easily steals second. His second of the season. We talked to Yan Rivera in the pregame show, and I asked about the aggressive base running, and he said they like to play the strategy, play the numbers, and find good opportunities to send guys in motion. We've seen it quite a lot in this series. And far and away, I can't say far and away, but with a decent comfort coming into today, they lead the Carolina League. Ball four to Zarate. Adding in tonight's two stolen bases. They have 16 on the year, three more than the Nationals. Fireflies and Red Sox each at 10. Juan Benjamin stepping in. He takes a big cut. for strike one. Ben Hameen leads the team in stolen bases with three. They all came yesterday. Three stolen base game for Juan Benjamin. One and one. Furman at second. Zarate at first. Just missing again. And Kip, hearing a little bit more frustrated on the mound. He checks second, now fires. Fought off for strike two. The right-hander sets at the belt, now fires. Down and in, and the count goes full. Still only one away in the bottom of the third. Two aboard. Kip fires. Ground ball over toward first, just to the right of the bag. And they'll try it again. With Zarate and Furman on base, it'll be tough to pull off a double play. And Benjamin has some speed himself. The payoff pitch fouled back. Another good at-bat. Jordan Smith, the manager and bench coach, Jan Rivera, two guys waving runners around. Smith, probably about 15 feet down the line at third, in case the ball gets to the outfield. The 3-2, fouled away, and Benjamin continues to fight. Runners break, line drive into right field. That'll get down. Furman being in motion, he will come around to score. And Zarate will stand on third. As Benjamin picks up his first RBI of the year. Already we're seeing more success from Lynchburg with runners in scoring position. Now they're at the corners for Guy Lipscomb. He chops one right in front of the plate, and it dribbles foul. We'll see if they send Benjamin in motion. As Lipscomb fights one off that was above his belt for strike two. Runner holds. Driven up the middle. This could be two. Back to first. Inning ending. Double play. He hit it right on the nose, but right at the second baseman, and that's the only way you're going to turn two with those guys running the bases. As we head to the fourth inning, Lynchburg leads it 3-0.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Most games just getting underway in the Carolina League. In the bottom of the first, Fredericksburg and Fayetteville still scoreless. Same with Salem and Carolina. In the top of the first, Kannapolis and Delmarva also scoreless. Delmarva has looked really good. Granted, they also have a stacked roster. They lead the Carolina League North Division, having only dropped one game. Parker Chavers to lead things off. He takes down low, ball one. Coming up later, down east and Augusta. Columbia and Charleston to wrap up the night. Both of those should be getting underway momentarily. The 2-0 from Messick. Grounder over towards second, Pastrano. On to first, one away. Christian Franklin will step in. He struck out in his first trip. Messick, as efficient as you can get. 33 pitches so far as this one's lifted into left. Zarate ranging back, looking up. It'll bounce in front of the wall. That'll be the first hit for Myrtle Beach as Franklin cruises into second with a stand-up double. Pedro Ramirez to step in. Franklin lost his helmet on the way. So Messick will have to work out of the stretch for the first time tonight. Here in the fourth. Ground ball over towards short. That'll move the runner over. Devers fires on to first for out number two. Ballesteros will have an opportunity to try to drive that runner home from third and get Myrtle Beach on the board. Popped up left field. Zarate will settle underneath it and make the grab for the final out of the frame. Messick gives up one hit. Myrtle Beach leaves him stranded at third. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning with Lynchburg leading 3-0.
Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with a Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack, and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcat's mini plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Grant Kipp will remain out there for another inning of work. He only went three in his first start of the season. They're going to try to see if they can get at least another inning out of him. Some guys stretching in the Pelicans bullpen, but nobody formally getting loose as of yet. It'll be Cueto, Kavanaugh, and Devers due up for the Hillcats. As the sun begins to fade behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. You'd be hard-pressed to find a better view from any ballpark in the Carolina League. Ground ball over toward first. Fielded cleanly by Stevens. The underhand flip retires Cueto for out number one. As Prez Kavanaugh will step into the box. Kavanaugh almost beat out an infield single when Hernandez couldn't get it out of his glove in the second inning. He takes a called strike, 0-1. He lines this one into left field. That'll get down in fair territory and bounce off the corner of the bullpen as Kavanaugh will cruise into second base with a stand-up double of his own. Pelicans had a stand-up double. And now Kavanaugh records one for Lynchburg. Jose Devers will step in. He hit the first home run of the season for the Hillcats in the second inning. Big breaking ball misses for ball one. You know, I woke up this morning and I was going to be a little nervous. I started thinking, I don't know if the Hillcats will hit a home run this season because they really hadn't hit anything to the warning track. Another breaking ball, 2-0. The only one that came relatively close was Angel Zarate yesterday. His triple landed on the warning track. Outside, ball three. Kavanaugh takes his lead off second. As the curveball finds the zone, 3-1. But Devers put those scary thoughts to rest with his solo blast into the left field pine tree. Down and away, and they wanted no part of him. There will be two aboard for Fassia. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. Fassia from Brampton, Ontario. Played a lot of hockey growing up. Down and away, ball one. And now, Myrtle Beach will send out their pitching coach with Kipp struggling to find his command. We've seen a lot of Bruce Billings this series. The San Diego, California native has become quite familiar with taking that trot to the mound. On the flip side, Tony Arnold for Lynchburg, we've only seen him, I think, twice. Otherwise, Hillcats pitching has been relatively effective. They haven't had too many issues where they struggled with command. And they haven't given up a huge inning other than a three spot yesterday. Broken bat back to the mound. That flew into the dugout. The throw to second. Nobody was standing there. Ramirez was busy watching the bat fly into the dugout and decided he didn't want to get on the bag. So a little dribbler back to the mound results in everybody being safe. Otherwise, that would have been two. I really think Ramirez just got caught watching the bat. That thing shattered and flew. Jose Pastrano now with the bases loaded. Breaking ball up and away. 1-0. And you really can't blame Kip for that one. He did his job. Forced a ground ball. His defense just let him down. Bases loaded, one away. One and one to Pastrano. Backs him off. 2-1. They have given Fassia a single, as it was more of a mental error. Wouldn't be shocked if they changed that to a fielder's choice at some point that resulted in no outs. The other thing to note about that play is Ramirez still had time to run up and step on second base, but he just stood there, held the ball, and looked at his pitcher like, what are you doing? Pastrano, left field, Gariola charging in on it. They're not going to challenge him with Kavanaugh at third. There's two away as Pastrano can't get the job done. As Nate Furman will have an opportunity. He singled and scored last inning. And Billings will instruct Buddy Bailey to go to his bullpen, as they do not want to let Kip get through the order for a third time. We'll step aside as Myrtle Beach makes a pitching change. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The new pitcher on the mound for Myrtle Beach will be Saul Gonzalez. Gonzalez, 6'1", 168, the right-hander from Anatay, Puerto Rico. Comes into a difficult situation. Bases loaded, two away. Right-hander, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. He's 23 years of age. Against Charleston, he went two innings, giving up one hit and one strikeout. He'll be tasked with getting the final out of this frame without allowing another run to scratch across, as Myrtle Beach trails 3-0 already in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Furman would love to add on to that lead. As he takes a called strike, 0-1. Kavanaugh at third. Devers at second. Fascia over at first. The 0-1. In tight. As Ballesteros tried to frame it. Just missing wide as Furman trying to work the count back into his favor. 2-1. Nowhere to put him. Gonzalez fires. Line drive into right field. Chavers charging in on it. Makes the chest high grab. And the inning comes to a close. Lynchburg leads them loaded. It's the eighth time they've loaded up the bases in this series. They cannot drive home another run. We head to the fifth in Lynchburg.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Parker Messick has already hit four innings, which is where he was cut off against Fredericksburg. But he's going to be brought back out for the fifth. Messick with three strikeouts, only allowing the one hit in the last frame as Gariola will lead things off for Myrtle Beach. Messick into the motion, fires one up and away for ball one. His pitch count was up near 75 as timeout is called by the batter. His pitch count was at around 75 in his first start. We'll see how long of a leash they give him here. The 1-1. 1-2 now. He came into this inning at just 36 pitches. This will be his 40th. As it's grounded over toward third, Ben Hameen with the hip-high grab on to first. One away. Jefferson Encarnacion launches a slider in the zone for strike one. High chopper over toward first. Coyedo calls off Messick, and he'll take it himself for out number two. As Stevens will get his opportunity. For Messick in his first start, he had to work out of a lot of jams, runners in scoring position in most of the innings he was out there. Tonight, base paths have been clean. High pop-up right center field. Kavanaugh and Lipscomb coming together as that one will bounce off the wall and back toward the infield. Kavanaugh can't scoop it, and now they're going to wave Stevens around as he's going to go for an inside-the-park home run. Felix Stevens. Some misplays in the field by Lynchburg allow him to pick up an inside-the-park home run. There's a little lip in that right center field wall that if it hits it, will ricochet it back up in the air and back toward the infield. When Kavanaugh went to scoop it, he flipped it farther forward with his glove as Preciado takes the ball. Ground ball over toward first, past Cueto and into right field. So now Myrtle Beach starting to piece together some hitting. That's Christian Hernandez with an opportunity. 3-1 in favor of Lynchburg. That was the first run allowed by Messick. As Messick misses inside for ball one. Same spot, same result, ball two. We saw that spot from Travis Brewer not given at all in game one of this series. 2-1. So at the very least, he's consistent. I haven't had any issues with his zone from my angle. In the dirt, runner thought about going, and Fascia will hold on to it and look the runner back. Three balls and a strike. Hernandez waits the 3-1. Sky high pop. Pastrano will give way to Kavanaugh, who makes the grab to end the inning. Myrtle Beach gets a run on the inside the park home run by Stevens as they cut the deficit to 2 as we head to the bottom half of the fifth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store after this timeout.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Infield. Está escuchando Hillcats.
Angel Zarate to lead things off as Myrtle Beach has put a run on the board. Lynchburg will look to get that run back. On Tuesday, every time Myrtle Beach was able to score, Lynchburg came right back and scored one for themselves. And Zarate takes up and away for ball one. Gonzalez remains on the mound after getting the final out of the fourth inning with the bases loaded. As Zarate leans out of the way for ball two. A 2-0 upstairs again, three balls and no strikes. We've talked a little bit this series about how Myrtle Beach has managed their bullpen. As the 3-0 on its way, 3-1. They've used a lot of pitchers through two games. Five last night, five the night before. Now, granted, Angel Gonzalez made an appearance in both, so they've used nine. Into left field, Gariola makes the grab, one away. But they have two things that benefit them. For one, they're carrying 17 pitchers on the roster. Juan Benjamin stepping in. But they also have played one less game than Lynchburg has due to weather in their first series where they only played two. So a lot of these guys picked up extra rest coming into the season. The 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. Hernandez bobbles it and can't get there in time as Benjamin able to beat it out. Hernandez gave a strong throw, but Benjamin just beats it out for an infield single. That might be an error, as on the transfer, Hernandez kind of played catch with himself in his right hand. So Lynchburg will have a runner aboard for Guy Lipscomb. In the dirt, backhanded block by Ballesteros. And they have granted an error on Hernandez, his third of the series. Lipscomb breaks his bat and flips it into right field. Benjamin will go to third. Lipscomb trying to hustle into second. The throw bounces off the glove. Benjamin will try to score that throw in time as he could not slide underneath the tag of Ballesteros. And that time the aggressive base running came back to bite him. Would have been second and third with one out. And now there's only a runner on second with two away. I understand the aggression. But the ball did not squirt that far away from Hernandez. As Mike Coyedo will step in. Down and in for ball one. Lipscomb. Already with one stolen base on the afternoon. Dancing off second. Fakes. But nothing doing, one and one. Lipscomb doing everything he can to try to throw Gonzalez off of his rhythm. Timeout is called by Coyedo as he wants a chance to reset. Lipscomb definitely doing his job as that crossed up by Ballesteros, and he wants to go out and talk to Gonzalez. Every time Gonzalez turned around to look at Lipscomb, he took another leap toward third. and then immediately leaped back toward the back. And these aren't small little bunny hops. These are Euro steps. There it is again. And again. And the pitch. Breaking ball hung up there. Cueto mad at himself as he knows he had one to rip. But that'll end the inning with another runner stranded in scoring position. No Cats still struggling to capitalize on those opportunities as we head to the sixth. A 3-1 lead for the Hillcats when we return after this timeout.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Three to one lead for Lynchburg as they jumped out to the early lead. Two runs scored in the second as Lipscomb walked, stole second, and then went to third on a pass ball, and then Cueto drove him home on a sacrifice fly. And then Jose Devers with a solo home run, the first of the season for himself and the Hillcats. And in the third, Furman singled and came around to score himself before Myrtle Beach nodded an inside the park home run to cut the deficit back down to two. Parker Messick still on the mound as he has yet to hit 50 pitches. Strike two to Chavers. Two-strike pitch on the corner. Chavers hopped as if he thought it was out of the box and then instantly turned around toward the dugout as he knew that did not go wide. Great pitch from Messick. His fourth strikeout of the afternoon. A weird smoke has filled Bank of the James Stadium. It smells almost like a barbecue. One and one to Franklin. Down and away, all two. And it's just settled right in the middle of the field. The seats are clear, but everything else is a bit hazy. 3-1. It has that look that we see after a fireworks show in Lynchburg. The 3-1. Big cut from Franklin, chasing after a breaking ball in the dirt. And the count goes full. It also smells maybe like a bonfire. I don't know. Payoff pitch. Corner again. Same spot as he hit to Chavers. And Franklin decided he wanted to head back to the dugout looking. Pedro Ramirez will step in. Fifth strikeout of the night for Messick. Up and away, ball one. My assumption will be this will be his last inning of work. I do see somebody warming up in the Hillcats bullpen. The 1-0 is popped up. Pastrano giving chase. He'll give way to Lipscomb, who makes the grab for the final out of the frame. But Messick with a 1-2-3 inning, picking up two more strikeouts, both looking. Can't ask for a better showing than Parker Messick gave us tonight. We head to the bottom half of the sixth here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. More baseball in store after this timeout.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Marino Santi will take over for Saul Gonzalez. Gonzalez ends his day after an inning and a third. Only one hit. No runs, no walks, no strikeouts. We never closed the book on Kip. He went 3 2/3, five hits, three runs, all earned. Three walks and two strikeouts. As Santi will try to keep this a two-run ball game. Prez Kavanaugh has different ideas. First pitch taken for a strike. 0-1. Santi down and away. One ball and one strike. It's a left-hander from the Dominican Republic, 21 years of age, only 5'11", as Kavanaugh now down the count 1-2. He works cut, fastball, sinker, curveball, changeup. Slapped harshly foul. He stays alive. Gave up four runs in his last outing against Charleston with four strikeouts. As the 1-2, upstairs 2-2. Breaking ball, high chopper over towards second, ranging over as Ramirez on the run. Gets Kavanaugh by a pair of steps for out number one. Jose Devers will step in. He had a home run in his first trip. As he lines that one right at the dugout. And that just hit the top of the netting and sent a few Pelicans flying. 0-2. That was any bit higher. This would be a very different conversation. Down and away, one ball and two strikes. Nobody has gotten back on the fence after that line drive. The 1-2. Into right field, Chavers will glove it. Two away. As Zach Fassia will get an opportunity. and takes down and away for ball one. Inside, ball two. Fascia, his father played college baseball, and so Zach decided to follow after him. 3-0. Though he originally just enjoyed playing hockey, all the more. As he works a four-pitch walk to give the Hillcats a two-out base runner. In my research and digging, I couldn't find if he had played any goalie at any point. But I've always been curious, how similar is goalie to being a catcher? There's a lot of visible similarities, but I'm curious as to a hockey player's perspective who's played both sports. Jose Pastrano takes down and away, 1-1. One ball, two strikes. Two away in the bottom of the sixth. Santi has this one roped to short. Hernandez will go to second for the easy out, and the inning comes to a close. We head to the seventh here in Lynchburg with the Hillcats leading by two. 3-1 our score. More baseball coming up on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs. Custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Messick's day is officially in the books as he goes six strong, giving up just three hits to one run. It was earned, no walks and five strikeouts, as new pitcher on the mound will be Juan Zapata. Zapata, 24 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. 6'1", 198. Right-hander has yet to make an appearance this season, as he will face 4, 5, and 6. First pitch misses wide for ball one. Ground ball over towards second. Pastrano scoops it, flips on to first, one away. Almost pulled Coyedo off the bag, but he was able to stay with it. Zapata pitched here in Lynchburg last season. In 23 appearances, made 10 starts, went 3-6, 66 strikeouts, 23 walks, and an ERA of 3.76. As that one finds the seats. He's a guy that has found some familiarity in Lynchburg. He also was here a little bit before, much like Bronny Munoz. He's making part of his third season here in Lynchburg. Ground ball over towards short. Devers will Olay it into center field, as that'll be a one-out base knock for Gariola. Jefferson Encarnacion will step in. Line drive into right field. That'll get down. The runner will have to hold it second as he had to freeze on the line drive. But now Myrtle Beach threatening in the top of the seventh. Back-to-back base hits. They had three in the first six innings. Two already in the seventh. Felix Stevens had one of those three hits. It's an inside-the-park home run. The only run of the game for Myrtle Beach. He takes a healthy cut for strike one. For Stevens, that was his second home run of the season. He had one in yesterday's contest. In the dirt, one ball and a strike. So now with one swing of the bat, Myrtle Beach could take the lead. Lynchburg has held it since the second inning. Here we are in the seventh. Leaned him back out of the way, ball two. Add Stevens playing limbo. The 2-1. Into center field, Kavanaugh. He will range back in front of the warning track, make the grab. The runner will break to third as he tags up. But now there's two outs. So Stevens does his job and hands it over to Preciado to try and drive home that runner from third and creep closer. Approaching 8 o'clock in the Hill City. Purple skies up above. Grounder over towards short. Devers will take it to the bag himself. He second-guessed himself, but decided to run and step on the bag at two to end the frame. It's time to stretch here in Lynchburg. 3-1 lead for the Hillcats as we head to the bottom half of the seventh in the Hill City.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Top of the order due up as Marino Santi remains on the mound for another inning of work. It'll be Furman, Zarate, and Benjamin. One run, five hits, one error for Myrtle Beach. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Lynchburg. So far, this has been the cleanest game of the series. As errors have been plentiful through the first two. Furman, one for three. Corners pulled in. He takes down low ball one. I find it interesting that neither of the corners are near the bats. First and third are playing about where a secondary leadoff would end up. 2-0. Typically, you would see them a little bit closer, and now they will pull Stevens closer toward the line. So that finds the zone 2-1. So I guess I wasn't the only one a little bit confused as to where he was standing, because if Furman pulls one, that's getting all the way down the line and into the corner. As he slaps it the other way, 2-2. Santi fires. Jam shot, left field, hooking, foul. Furman read it off the bat. He didn't even move. From my angle, looked a little bit closer. The 2-2. Big breaking ball had Furman swinging over top of it, and there's one out. Angel Zarate from the left-handed batter's box. He lines this one into right field. That'll get down in front of Chavers as Zarate picks up the single. His first hit of the afternoon. Juan Benjamin. The switch hitter, started the game batting left, now bats right with the left-hander on the mound. Try to get that bit of an advantage. It's a bit wide for ball one. We'll see if they send Zarate, but with the lefty staring him down, it's a little bit harder to get a jump as he scampers back on the pickoff. Santi fires. Down and in, ball two. Two and one as Benjamin watches a fastball go by. Wind blowing out toward center field, a little bit more towards left than it was earlier in the game, but still pretty straight out. Big breaking ball had Benjamin out in front, 2-2. Once again, the 2-2. Long pause, breaking ball. Benjamin thought about it. The count goes full. Now I wouldn't be surprised if they took the risk and sent Zarate. Payoff. He breaks. Pitch is in the zone. But I think Ballesteros thought that it was going to be ball four, so he didn't throw down. He hopped up from his crouch as if he was about to, and then when the umpire finally made his call, he froze. Second strikeout of the afternoon for Santi. As an automatic ball is applied. Zarate with enough speed at second that a ball put in play should be able to score him anything out of the infield. The 1-1. He takes a healthy secondary lead as Lipscomb fouls it back. Lipscomb is 1-for-2, a double and a double play, along with a walk. The 1-2. Breaking ball inside corner. And home plate umpire rings him up to end the frame. A nice pitch from Santi froze Lipscomb as the seventh inning comes and goes without any blows. We head to the eighth. 3-1 our score in favor of the Hillcats.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
A bit of a pitcher's duel between these two ball clubs, something we haven't seen in the first two games. Yesterday, 6-4 was the final, and the day before that, 13-5. Christian Hernandez to lead things off. Myrtle Beach with six outs to play with. Try and get two runs back. Hernandez takes a strike, 0-1. Zapata into the motion. Ground ball over towards short. Devers with a sliding play, spins, fires. A great stretch by Coyedo gets him. Every night, Jose Devers continues to impress at short. And Coyedo helped him out with a ridiculous full split. One away here in the eighth. Big cut from Chavers for strike one. 0-2.
We've seen some very good defensive plays these last few seasons, but none as consistently as have been made by Devers. Yesterday, he got cheated out of a double play. Timeout is called by Chavers as Zabata was taking a little bit too long. Now the wind is pushing farther out toward left center field. The 1-2, slow chopper over toward second. Pastrano charges, underhands it, and just barely gets him. Another stretch by Coyedo. That was a long ways away to go underhand. Looked more like he was pitching a softball than anything else. Coyedo, hopefully he did his stretches before the ball game. Back-to-back plays, he's gone into a full stretch. Christian Franklin takes a call at strike, 0-1. Line drive into right center field. That'll get down as it bounces in front of the wall. Franklin will round first and go to second. Some miscommunication in the outfield, but Franklin will stop there, not wanting to risk an out at third. And now the tying run comes to the plate. Second double of the ball game for Franklin. Ramirez, the 22nd ranked prospect in the Cubs organization. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Ramirez has impressed with his bat this season, batting .357. His average has dipped in today's ball game, still looking for his first hit. He was robbed of one in the first on a line drive right back to the mound. Slow chopper, foul, strike two. But with one swing of the bat, he could tie things up at three. I think Myrtle Beach would be content with at least getting one. The 0-2 from Zapata. Ground ball right back to him. And Ramirez slams his bat in disgust as the inning comes to a close. Second time tonight, he's grounded it right back to the mound. And Lynchburg keeps the runner stuck at second. 3-1 our score, bottom of the eighth coming up in Lynchburg.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, está escuchando Hirschka.
$1,595 on hand. Another good crowd. Three straight over 1,500. As Lynchburg looks to get back to 500, they can come away with the victory and hold on to this two-run lead. It'll be Coyedo to lead things off in the eighth as Santi will remain on the mound. Nobody warming for Myrtle Beach.
So it looks like it'll be Santi's inning. We've had pretty decent wins every night. Ground ball over toward first. Easy play for Stevens. He'll wave off the pitcher as Cueto is retired. Chris Cavanaugh now. Cavanaugh, 1-for-3. Doubled and was left stranded at third with the bases loaded in the fourth. Breaking ball catches the inside corner for strike one. Down and away. One ball and one strike. Santi into the motion. Down and away again. Ball two. Santi is pitched pretty well through the two innings he's been in the ball game. Three strikeouts, one hit, and one walk. As Cavanaugh fights it off, 2-2. Big cut, and Cavanaugh goes down on strikes, two away. Jose Devers with an opportunity to try and extend this inning. Devers had a solo shot in the second, walked in the fourth, and lined out in the sixth. He takes down and in for ball one. Nobody aboard, two away. 3-1 lead for Lynchburg. Two up for Myrtle Beach in the ninth. Ballesteros, Gariola, and Encarnacion. 2-1 on Devers. Big breaking ball. Three balls and a strike. The pitch in tight. Devers draws the walk. The second of the evening as Fascio with an opportunity. Lynchburg would love another insurance run to try and give them a little bit more comfort. I'm assuming they will stick with Zapata as they will reset the pitch clock. Long look at first, but a strike nonetheless. Not sure what happened there. Looked like maybe they reset the pitch clock a little too soon. The 0-1 runner breaks, pitches down and away, and Ballesteros could not glove it, and Devers snags the stolen base. That's his second of the season. 2-for-2. The 1-1. Breaking ball a little low for ball two. Three and one. Devers not as bold as Lipscomb was on second base. Lipscomb earlier in the game was dancing back and forth whenever the pitcher would look back at him. Devers, on the other hand, takes a few steps back towards the bag every time the pitcher looks. The 3-1. Ball four. And Santi has walked back-to-back hitters in the eighth. Jose Pastrano with an opportunity, but not before the pitching coach will go out and talk to Santi. And now there is an arm getting loose in case this inning gets away with two outs. First two went down quickly. Cueto grounded out to first, and Kavanaugh struck out. And then a walk to Devers and a walk to Fascia. Gives Pastrano an opportunity to pick up an RBI. Santi checks second and fires. In tight. Good block by Ballesteros. I've been impressed with him defensively. Really, his all-around game has been sharp in this series. That's why he's in the top 30 for the Cubs. The 1-0. Down and in. Ball two. He will lead off the top of the ninth for the Pelicans. The 2-0. Green light right into the dirt. Santi flips, fires, and the inning is over. Hillcats leave two aboard, and we head to the ninth. Three outs to play with for the Pelicans. Don't go anywhere. Should be a fun final frame when we return.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium April 25th through the 30th for a rematch of last year's Carolina League semifinal against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Friday will be Bark at the Park and Dollar Dog Night. Starting Saturday, the Hillcats will turn into the Lemonadas as we celebrate our first Copa weekend honoring Hispanic heritage. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling the box office at 434-528-1144.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the ninth inning. Lynchburg leading 3-1. Myrtle Beach, though, with a dangerous part of the order. 4, 5, and 6. The middle third. Ballesteros will get things started. He's 0 for 3. Some people would look at that and say it's been a bad night for him. Others would look at that and say he's due. And if you are a Hillcats fan, you're hoping it's not the latter. Infield will shift over toward the first base bag as Ballesteros takes a ball. Devers, about 5 feet to the right of the bag at second. 2-0. The tying run will be on deck the entire inning. 3-0. And if a runner gets aboard, they'll be at the plate. There is an arm getting loose for Lynchburg. And Ballesteros was ready to take the trot. And that draws some jeers from the crowd. So he was a bit too confident
And the umpires never liked that. The 3-1. In tight that time, he walked him. And Myrtle Beach will bring the tying run to the plate in Andy Gariola. Gariola, 1-for-3. He singled in the seventh and was left stranded at third. Now the infield shifts toward third with Pastrano a couple feet over from the bag at second. 1-0, Zapata at the belt. Ground ball over toward short. Devers, chest high flip on to first. Not in time. They get the lead runner as a bit of a double clutch on the turn allows Gariola to get down the line on the fielder's choice. Jefferson Encarnacion now represents the tying run. First pitch in there called strike 0-1. Fouled off into City Stadium. Hopefully there's no soccer practice going on. Come the fall, that stadium will be buzzing for football. The 0-2 in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Didn't get him to chase. Gariola at first, one away. He holds. Ground ball, foul, third base side. Lynchburg won game one of the series. Myrtle Beach took game two. Hillcats trying to take game three. Two-strike pitch. Fouled back to the netting as he stays alive. It's been a loss, win, loss, win, loss, win. Actually cut that last win out for the time being. That's how the schedule has been built for the Hillcats. Ground ball to first, also foul. On the bright side, they haven't fallen into a big losing streak at the early point of the season like they did last year, starting out 0-5. They also haven't gone on a long winning streak, the 1-2. High drive to left field, Zarate ranging back. He'll settle underneath it for out number two as the runner will walk back to first. So that'll leave it in the hands of Felix Stevens. But not an easy guy to leave it in the hands of, as he has two home runs in the series. An inside the park and a regular home run. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Ground ball over toward third, but foul. Strike two, and now Myrtle Beach down to their final strike. Gariola at first. Zapata sets at the belt for the 0-2. High kick and fire. Corner. No. Ball one. The whole crowd was ready to celebrate. Once again, the 1-2. As Zapata fires. Same spot, maybe a little bit wider, and now the crowd is fed up. First
From my viewpoint, I thought they were both balls, to be fair. The 2-2. Line drive into center field. That'll keep the game alive. Gariola stumbled around second. The lead runner is going to second. The tag, game over. Stevens thought they were going to throw three. And he gets gunned down at second. A base running mistake by the Pelicans. And Lynchburg walks away with the victory. What should have kept the game alive ends the ball game. 3-1 our final. As we'll be back to recap it all after this timeout. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
For 140 years, the Lynchburg Fire Department has been serving and protecting our local community. On Saturday, April 15th, the Lynchburg Hillcats want to give back and celebrate the fire department's 140-year anniversary. Join us at 6:30 p.m. as the Hillcats take on Myrtle Beach to celebrate 140 years of saving lives. Come show your support and gratitude to our local heroes by purchasing your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
3-1 our final score as Lynchburg gets back to 500. And let's turn it down to Andre Vile with tonight's player of the game, Parker Messick.
Parker, six innings of work, five strikeouts. What was your approach preparing for this Pelicans lineup?
Just filling up the zone. I mean, it came out, we had a plan, and it came out and executed it, and just came out here and tried to fill up the zone and make good pitches, and it ended up working out.
Amazing. Parker, the game only took about 2 hours long. This is your first season dealing with the pitch clock in professional baseball. Walk through me how those differences have been in working through this new routine.
Yeah, you can't change it. I mean, the rule's the rule, and we just have to play by it. So you have to practice it and get used to it, and we did a good job of that in spring training. And, you know, now we're out here playing like, you know, we don't even recognize it. We just, you know, we're used to it. We just go right to work like nothing ever changed.
Amazing fans, let's give it up for your Hillcat player of the game, number 15, Parker Messick.
Parker Messick picking up his first career victory. Six innings of work, three hits, one run, no walks, and five strikeouts as he picks up the W and improves to 1-0 on the season. Lynchburg scored first. They scored two in the second. Guy Lipscomb walked and came around by himself. When he was at third, Mike Coyedo with a sacrifice fly to center field to drive him home. Jose Devers later in the inning would blast a solo shot, his first of the season and the first of the year for the Hillcats. In the third, Lynchburg would get another run on the board. Furman singled, stole second, and then was brought home by Juan Benjamin on an RBI single. That would be all Lynchburg would get this evening. In the fifth, Myrtle Beach would get a run on the board thanks to Felix Stevens and an inside-the-park home run. That cut the deficit to two. They had the tying run on base at the end of the game, but instead of holding at first, Stevens decided to go to second and was gunned down trying to stretch a single into a double to end the ball game. Zapata wraps up the day, going three innings of work, four hits, no runs, one walk, no strikeouts, as Lynchburg pitching continues to impress here in the early part of the season.
We'll be back again tomorrow night, Friday night, 6:30 first pitch. The broadcast will go live at 6:10 with our pregame show, so make sure to join us. If you don't have your tickets yet, you can get those at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. I'm Jason Prill. Once again, your final score, 3-1 Lynchburg. Good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.